This podcast discusses cannabis and is intended for audiences 21 and over. Welcome back to How to Do the Pot, a podcast demystifying cannabis for women. I'm Ellen Scanlon. On these short episodes, we share women's stories about the first time they bought legal weed. I hope they bring a little fun and a new perspective into your week. Today we hear from Amanda Geritano, the California-based founder of Saved by Cannabis, a collaborative knowledge base focused on bringing clean cannabis to the modern, sophisticated lifestyle.
First time that I bought legal pot was on a work trip for a company called Hi There, and they sent me on a trip to Denver, Colorado to help do an activation through our app for a dispensary called Seed and Smith. Upon walking through those doors, I was completely mind blown. My first experience was probably different than most people's experience because I was sent there on a marketing trip and I was given the bells and whistles of the tour. But it was breathtaking in a sense because coming from the data background of cannabis where we're just trying to create market trends, to be able to sit in there and actually watch a culture of people coming in and buying, and then under the same roof, it being recreational and medicinal. And basically, as soon as I walked in there, you know, it was really friendly. We were working together. The bud tenders were like super knowledgeable. And it was the first place that I actually saw concentrate. Now, going to college in a big city in South Florida and also being from a big city up north, pot has always been available. But we weren't even anywhere near the game of concentrates or, you know, smoking concentrates at all. I mean, I don't even think we were fully into vape pens yet at that point for weed. So it was definitely mind-blowing for me to be able to walk in, just give my Florida ID, not it having to be Colorado, and being able to buy flower, waxes, hash, something that I've never seen, and edibles. When you thought about edibles, you really thought of brownies and chocolate chip cookies, and no one really thought that you could have these sick hard candies or gummies that tasted phenomenal. So I was just like blown away by the fact that I could walk out with an ounce of pot and no one was going to say anything to me. It just needed to be stapled in the bag and I could literally walk right across the street and just light up a joint. Now, fast forward 5 years, and it's 16 to 17 states that we are basically allowed to do this.
Thanks for listening to this episode of How to Do the Pot. If you'd like to share your story about the first time you bought legal weed, please send us a voice memo to hi@dothepot.com or DM us at dothepot. Please also follow along on all our socials and visit dothepot.com for lots more information about women and cannabis. Thanks to April Pride, Maddie Fair, our brand manager, and our producer, Nick Patry. I'm Ellen Scanlon, and we'll be back soon with more of How to Do the Pot.